Well, as I mentioned today, we are celebrating our young people in a variety of ways. We're going to be celebrating acolytes and graduates. And so I wanted to zero in on two key ideas from our scriptures today. They are important, I think, for our young people to hear, but I think it's really important for us as grown-ups, if we can ever be called that, grown-ups, to also hear them, because I think that these scriptures today remind us of ways we can find meaning in our day-to-day ordinary lives. So you might have noticed our first reading came from Deuteronomy, and that this was one of the commandments of God. And it's a commandment to keep the Sabbath, to keep it holy, in fact. And this then we hear a little bit more about the Sabbath, because then we go into our gospel reading, and there we hear this importance of Jesus as he's kind of arguing, as he often is, with the Pharisees about the Sabbath. And there's this question about how do you keep the Sabbath day? How do you keep it holy, right? And then we have this beautiful reading and one of my favorite verses in the Bible, in our epistle today, that reads this way. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. I think that passage actually is a good one to remind us why we need the Sabbath. We are clay jars, and we need rest. Sabbath is about taking time to rest, to pause, and we need it as clay jars. My June mini article in the newsletter, you might have, if you've read it or if you haven't, that's okay, but you might want to check it out. I go in depth, more in depth than I will today, about Sabbath rest, because I think as we enter into summer, it really lends itself, this time of year, to getting away, to taking time to pause, and we have to be intentional about taking rest, taking Sabbath time, because we live in a culture that is totally obsessed with being busy. Like, our value somehow lays in this idea of being busy. In my article, I mentioned that the Chinese pictograph for the word busy are two symbols, one of the heart and one of death. That's how they translate busy. Heart and death. Because it reminds us that busyness can be deadly to our health, and that stress can be extremely dangerous to our health. In fact, it is identified as the number six killer of Americans today, stress. And we know that so many other ailments have their roots in stress, which of course busyness contributes to. Sabbath rest is so important in the scriptures. It comes up over and over again. This Hebrew word for Sabbath, sabbat, it just means stop. That's what it means. It means just stop. I feel like I'm talking to my kids there, like, hey, just stop. Like God's telling us, hey, take a pause. Could you just stop, please? You need it. You need to pause in order to rest in God, to maintain a mindfulness of God's presence, because that's what makes our moments holy, and that's what makes our rest holy. When we're too busy, we forget that our very ordinary time can be holy time. As clay jars, we need to rest and get regular time for prayer so that we have the ability to see our lives as holy and dedicated to God, even in those day-to-day tasks that we all have. Now, every day, then, is an opportunity for an encounter with God. You know, can we wake up with that thought? I can encounter God today. Every day, our lives can be punctuated with holiness, with holy pauses to seek and do the will of God wherever we are, whatever we're doing, right? Now, you can take a Sabbath an entire day, or you can just take a few hours. You could even find Sabbath every day in these pauses, and that's what I would encourage us to think about. Now, I remember some time ago, I had this great plan. I was going to take a two-day silent spiritual retreat. I was so excited for this. This was going to be like really extended 2 days of Sabbath. And I felt like I was going to be really holy too. You know, I'm just going to be with God and me. We're going to be in this silent retreat, a holy time. And then right before I was going to leave, two of my kids got the stomach flu. And I was like, oh, time to cancel. I canceled my retreat. So instead of retreating, I was tending to sick kids. And part of me was so upset and then also so discouraged. And I even started to feel despair that these precious moments were just going to be a waste. That my, you know, my time that I'd set aside was certainly not going to be holy time. Kids puking. Oh. But then that Holy Spirit's little still small voice just kind of whispered, you know, holiness can be found to remember in the ordinary things of life. Take a pause. Rubbing my daughter's back, she holds her sick stomach. Holding on to my son's hand, cleaning them both up, cleaning the house, going and making it another trip to the pharmacy for medication. These two, the Spirit was reminding me, were holy moments. Particularly when I just pause for a moment to recognize God's presence with us in that weekend. To then even maybe offer the prayer to God for help and guidance. We clay jars, we need God. And God is the one that will empower us through our ordinary day-to-day lives. Some of you might be familiar with the story of Brother Lawrence. Brother Lawrence was a humble monk from Paris. He lived in the 17th century, and he realized something important. He realized that the simplicity of his life could equate to holiness and how to live a holy life. Now, Brother Lawrence was assigned a particular task that consumed his time in the monastery. His job was a kitchen aid. And this meant he washed a lot of dishes every day, doing this mundane work in the kitchen, day in and day out, washing dishes. I can just imagine somebody taking vows, you know, to live this holy spiritual life in the monastery and then realizing most of your day would be dishes. But he didn't let that get to him. He realized this too could become a practice of holiness. He wrote a book about it, in fact, Brother Lawrence's Maxims. You can read it. It's called The Practice of the Presence of God. And in it, he wrote this: we can do little things for God. I turn the cake that's frying on the pan for love of God. And that done, if there's nothing else to call me, I could prostrate myself in worship before God. There's the pause, the Sabbath rest. God has given me grace to work. Afterwards, I rise happier than a king. It is enough, he says, for me to pick up but a straw from the ground for the love of God. And his whole book is filled with these ways that we pause or see our day-to-day as holy and doing this for the love of God and in God's presence. It can be, I think, a pretty life-changing book. My friends, we might be clay jars, but remember the beginning of the verse tells us we hold treasure within us in these clay jars. And when we pause to recall who we are and what we were made for, when we pause to recall that we are in the presence of God and therefore we are living our lives for the love of God, even in those ordinary tasks, we discover that our days become holy. Taking pauses, observing Sabbath rest, even for a moment or a few hours or a whole day, can make a complete difference to our mindset, to be reminded that our power and strength comes from God, not ourselves, and that as clay jars, we need to be filled continually with God's Holy Spirit. Whether we're busy students doing homework, we're preparing for college, or we're busy parents, or even retired and aging, don't allow the busyness or the pressures of our society to overwhelm you or push you so hard you forget to stop, to Sabbath, to rest and take time to immerse yourself in the knowledge of God's presence. When we remember that we are clay jars in need of that kind of self-care and prayer and rest and time with God, that is when God can most fully work in and through us. And that is actually when we live life to the fullest, like Brother Lawrence. So study, or work, or heal, or clean up, or shop, or eat, or rest and sleep, and do it knowing God is with you. You are God's. And see how God transforms your ordinary time into extraordinary time. We may be clay jars, but we hold treasure. And we have been given extraordinary power and strength from God through Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God.